it's the, you know, the traveling part of it and the hotel part of that kind of could drive you crazy. But, you know, you try to enjoy the little things, you know.
The Swedish singer-songwriter Christian Mattsson, a.k.a. the tallest man on earth, has been touring pretty heavily since his second full-length album, The Wild Hunt, came out in April. And all that touring has left him a little drained. But when Christian found himself with a few days off, he didn't take it easy. Instead, he made another record. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Christian Mattsson might be Scandinavian, but when you listen to his songs, what you hear is definitely steeped in an American folk and roots tradition. Under the moniker The Tallest Man on Earth, his music has been described as rustic, his voice as gravelly, and his songs as having a timeless quality. But Christian is actually in his 20s. He made his first self-titled EP as The Tallest Man on Earth in 2006 and released his first full-length album, Shallow Grave, in 2008. And this year, he's released two projects, the album The Wild Hunt and a new EP called Sometimes the Blues is Just a Passing Bird. Christian's work has gotten him a lot of attention, and it's also drawn a lot of comparisons with Bob Dylan, something Christian told FUV's Alisa Ali leaves him with very mixed feelings.
I'm a big Dylan fan,
for sure,
but it's not, you know,
it's not something that you're trying to emulate.
No.
No, of course.
You know, I could steal more stuff from like female singers and stuff like that, but you never get questions about influences at all. It's just about Bob Dylan and it's a bigger role, you know. I've stolen more from Emily Harris and Feist, you know, than I don't know that I can, you know.
Yeah, put your finger on.
Yeah.
Been so many days of longing now. Why should it ever be this far? Where I get frightened, I could never gather birds enough to carry round your heart. But I see traces of your thoughts out here. I see a sight, I hear a sound. My only comfort in the brittleness of days when I can't hold what I just found. Send the untied eyes of the laughing shy in the dirtiest sweater neon. Early sun-worn pine and all those lifelike sounds that will pull out the memories to show.
I noticed that in your songs, there's a lot of references to the natural world, wheat, birds, clouds, things like that. Is that something that you, why do you think that is? Are you an outdoorsman?
Yeah, It's where I'm from, you know. It's I grew up on the countryside, and I still live on the countryside, and I live in a really pretty part of Sweden, you know. Really
you live in a pretty part of Sweden?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And so how do you feel about cities versus the country?
Well, I like the cities, but, you know, it's because I know I can go home after a while.
Yeah, so it's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there.
No.
No. What is it about the city that makes you a little bit crazy?
Oh, there's a lot of things, you know, to make you crazy in a city. No, I like it, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm spoiled with, you know, the surroundings where I live. You know, I'm 2 minutes down to the river, and it's... So I'm just swimming a really clean river, and then you have.
Oh, what's wrong with the Hudson?
Yeah, I know.
You're not into pollution? Ooh, excuse me.
No, not really, actually. So.
No.
I'm just a dreamer, but I'm hanging on. Though I have nothing big to offer, I watch the birds how they dive in and go. It's like nothing in this world.
Tallest Man on Earth, live with The Dreamer and Tangle in This Trampled Wheat. The new EP is Sometimes the Blues is Just a Passing Bird. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.